Hello, my name is Michael, and in this video I'm going to show you how to use parallel power panels. In this course you're going to work with virtual computers, and the virtual computers are running on a host. And if many virtual computers run at the same time, the performance will be less good. So if you don't use your virtual computer, turn it off. And that you can do with the power panels. To start the power panels, you have to start an Explorer, a web browser. Then you have to write the name of your virtual computer and the port number. In this case, virtual computer 168 at dsb.su.se, and the port number is 4643. Then you will get this message and you click on continue. Then you have to wait for a moment. And here you come to Parallels power panels, and you have to log in to your virtual machine. I will log in now. And your computer, your virtual computer, is called Container in this software. So you can start a container, you can stop a container, you can restart a container. So I will start this container. I will start the computer. And here we can go and see on the progress, and here you will see the operation start is in process. And now it's completed, and the virtual computer is up and running. So I close this window. And I iconize this. So now the computer, your virtual computer, is up and running. So now you want to log in to it. And you use remote desktop. And you find it here. You have some options if you are working with remote desktop. The first name is your computer name, and here I write now V168. And then you have panels depending on where you are working from. If you are sitting home with not so fast internet, or if you have a high speed internet. On this pane, you can click here on printers and clipboard and other devices. This means that you can copy and paste between your virtual computer and your local computer. So if you have marked the drives, you can access all drives on your local computer in your virtual computer. It's a nice feature. experience, if you're sitting at a high-speed internet, you choose this one. Otherwise, you have other options. Then you choose connect. And now you have to supply with your logon information. We will see. You see, container 140, and here is your computer name, your virtual computer. And everything you can do with it. You have an icon here for the ORIS course. I click on it and I start this ORIS software. And here are different kind of Windows. You see, here is this local computer in ORIS. So if you want to add you can add here the computer v168.dsv.se. Here you should add the computer that you are working with, and as Paul shows you later in the other videos, he recommends that you access this computer. And here you have some demo database. Okay. Now I exit ORIS. And I log off here, or I can shut down the computer. So if I shut down the computer, it's like powering it off. So I do this now. Shut down. You see, here's a refresh button. I click on it. And here we have this option, stop container. Yes, you see, I got a message here because I stopped the computer when I did log off. And now I tried to stop it again and it was already going down. I push this refresh button one more time. You see here, message stopping. So it's going down. So now I can log out here somewhere, sign out. And we are done.